most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show that you are interested in. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows to your computer, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com, and click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Excuse me, scroll down and look for a graphic of our show. It says Question Reality. You just click on the link and that takes you right to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and also Stitcher, Stitcher.com. If you want to find out about our future guest, you want to go to the official Question Reality website, and that is Question Reality Show. Excuse me, I have a little cold here, so you're going to hear a lot of, what is that called? Phlegm. Oh, it's disgusting, but it's phlegm. I can't help it. Okay, so questionrealityshow.com, and that is, we have all the guests. We're booked actually all the way until June of next year, and I still have about 25 people I haven't booked yet because I'm so busy. I just can't do it, so I'm getting emails. I will get you people on. I've been getting the emails I submitted to you last year. People, Lord, help me. I will get you on. Just hold your horses. We'll get to you. But if you want to be on the show, you can still send an email with your bio and information as to why you want to be on the show. Again, you do have to be a professional in the industry preferred. Okay, now we have, as always, incredible, fantastic guest on the show today. We have a previous guest who's been on. I love this woman. I wish she was my mother. I told my mother, I want to boot you out. Nancy Chris is in, but it's never going to happen. But she is on the show today. As you know, she's a producer, a director for our faithful listeners. Producer, director, my God, she does it all. The woman is so talented and gorgeous, too. Her daughter, she has brought into show business now. Her name is Nicole Chris. She's going to be with us today. And her very best friend, Jewel Brown. And Nancy has created a, I don't know if she created, I guess she created it, but she's producing it. I know she's producing it. A web series, a new web series that basically it is a web series. It's a teen spec for a comedy hoping to have a home on Disney or ABC Family. And it premieres online this Wednesday, October 17th at 6 p.m. on their YouTube channel. And I think that is along with the first 8 episodes. So we're going to talk a little bit and repeat that information later. But basically, if you did not listen to the show that Nancy Chris was on before, she is the co-founder and president of Nandar Entertainment and also the founder and president of Stone Cold Pictures. Now, some films under Nandar Entertainment were True Legends of the West, starring Christopher Atkins. Remember that hot guy from Blue Lagoon? Oh, my Lord. I had his poster up. Okay. Then we had Mickey Jones from Home Improvement, Sling Blade. Very good actor. And Bill McKinney from Deliverance, City Slickers, The Green Mile, and Nancy's new production company, again, Stone Cold Pictures, their recent project, best friends. That's why we have Nicole, Chris, and Jewel Browns, because apparently they've been best friends since they were both 5 years old. So it's such a cute little story. You got to check it out. Again, Best Friend, the web series on this Wednesday, October 17th at 6 p.m. on their YouTube channel. So you go youtube.com, Best Friends, the series. Best Friends, the series. So, without further ado, let's hear these little hot chicks. Nancy, Nicole, and Jewel, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, Nancy, this time you got it right. You were right in there with them, right?
I know. It's going to be an echo, I think, this whole interview. And once again, thank you for a phenomenal introduction. I just love you.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I'm just sad that we could not. We're doing a remote interview because Nancy, unfortunately, couldn't get into the studio today. I wanted to have all three girls in, but there was a scheduling conflict. So I assume you're in Arizona now, or?
Yeah, we've been filming this week here, so we're still in Arizona, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, right now, I understand you've got three projects going on simultaneously, the first one being Best Friends, which is the web series, the second one, I think, is Crimson Creek, and then the third one is, I believe it's Aerobi or iRobi?
Yeah, iRobi.
Aerobi.
iRobi, yes.
Why don't you briefly tell us a little bit about each project?
Okay, well, I guess we can start with Best Friends first, since that one's airing Wednesday, and everybody in your audience needs to know that yours truly, Priscilla, will be on our show.
Oh, I'm too humble to tell them, but go ahead.
I know, we're excited to have you as part of our cast. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, basically it was really developed off of these two little stars next to me. Nicole and Jewel have really been best friends. And I know you mentioned earlier, yes, I created the series based off of their story. And then actually, Nicole, she was born to be an actress, that's for sure. This is her calling. And it was only a earlier this year, I happened to notice Jewel, I've known her since she was like 5 years old, her mom's one of my dearest friends, was singing on YouTube. I was like, Jewel, I didn't even know you could sing. And that's kind of where I came up with the idea, and it's actually following their story. And, they're trying to pursue their career making it. You know, Jewel wants to be a singer, and Nicole wants to win that Academy Award one day.
Well, don't we all, honey? So here is the little brief synopsis that I got, I guess maybe from you or your PR person, I'm not sure. But it's a story of two young girls who take a leap of faith and decide to chase their dreams of Hollywood stardom. One is an introvert who escapes her shyness through acting. The other, a rambunctious singer with a golden voice. And after several attempts, they convince their parents to move to LA for the summer. If they succeed in their selected craft, they will move permanently. Upon their arrival, they experience the ups and downs of the Hollywood media circus, but through it all, they have their families and most importantly each other. So this is exactly what has happened? Because I know Nancy used to live out here. Is that the story of when you guys lived out here or?
Actually no, I'm back and forth. I'm from Arizona and California. So I'm usually like out there half the time and then Arizona half the time because I pretty much grew up here, and I have my horses and horse property and everything in Arizona. So we kind of go back and forth, but, you know, Nicole, she pretty much was born on this set. So she kind of, you know, grew up on set and just, you know, developed the love of acting and, you know, knock on wood, is very talented. I lucked out because she actually is extremely talented.
Yeah, you got to put her out in the field, get her working so you can get some of your cash back because
she's
expensive.
She's done quite a bit. She her first feature film was Fear House, where she actually had to play a dead girl and come up out of a bathtub of water. Yeah, which was pretty amazing because I don't think I could have done that role myself.
I mean, she was
underwater at 7 years old until the first AD knocked on the bathtub and said, come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I couldn't do that. That takes a special kind of actor. I couldn't be under the water for long. I can't hold my breath more than 30 seconds. But my God, that showed she had talent right there, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, so she's done several things. We had an entertainment show on CBS for a couple years that she hosted the Kids Corner on and so forth. And this is Jewel's acting debut is this series.
Wow. What? Well, we are going to talk about how the girls feel about that show in a minute. Tell us about your second project. It's Crimson Creek, and that's a sci-fi feature film. And I believe you've got plans to include a limited theatrical release for that,
yes,
right?
We have a distribution deal on the picture already, and I am talking to a friend of mine who is actually, his team has won 2 Academy Awards and 6 Emmys. He's a special effects artist who's come aboard to help us with the film, too. So I'm pretty excited about that because that means we're going to have Harvey Lowry. You can look him up. He does a lot of the studio pictures and so forth. Phenomenal talent. And I was lucky enough to meet him out at our studio in Castaic, and he had come out there for some pictures, and he did one of his feature films out there in the studio, and that's kind of how we met. And I Crimson Creek, and you know, he said he'd love to help us out, so I'm pretty excited about that one.
Well, what is Crimson Creek about? Basically a little synopsis of it.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi creature that's kind of based on an old tale. I don't want to give too much away about it, though, right now.
Okay. Well, I have a huge synopsis of what it's about, but I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't want to read the whole thing. But it sounds really, 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 really good.
It is. It's really well written, and I'm pretty excited. I have 2 writers, Melvin Johnson and Don Chapman. They're actually the co-writers for Best Friends and also iRobi. And Melvin wrote Crimson Creek. And, you know, I happen to have a very talented team of writers, so I'm pretty excited about that. iRobi is a project that originally we were going to do as a short film, that we're looking to get the Academy's attention. It's a great little story that takes place in Africa in a medical camp, and it's a relationship between a father and daughter who, you know, he takes over there to hope and strengthen their relationship and tell her, because she kind of thinks, you know, everything is handed to her and stuff, so... You know, he's hoping to give her a new outlook, and she becomes friends with this one little African girl in the series. And through their relationship and development, you know, she learns a lot about how it really is over there. And one of the things we did, I can't give away the ending of it, is we kept the ending true. So when you walk away, it's not so much a happy story, because the ending in this thing will leave you mad, angry, and happy all in one. So
we like that. And do I understand that you are also going to be acting in this?
In Nicole.
In iRobi? In iRobi. I thought, Nicole's going to be there. You're not acting in it, though, right?
No. Yeah, no. Crimson Creek. That's one I play Kay, and I just love this character. She's kind of a crazy character.
Okay, I knew you were in one of them, but I wasn't sure which one. So you're in Crimson Creek.
Right.
So. Woo! I can't wait to see Nancy's little acting chops at work.
Well, that one's going to be, it'll be a lot of fun, too. It's definitely a sci-fi action. I mean, we're running through rivers, caves, helicopters, everything's in it.
So. My God. How? Well, when can we expect to see Crimson Creek and iRobi out? Anytime? Any projected time?
Soon. I'm looking more at 2014 because Crimson Creek is going to take a lot in post. So we may, you know, iRobi will probably come out before Crimson Creek. So
okay.
iRobi at the end of next year, and then Crimson Creek will follow behind it.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait. Now, let's get the girls in on the action. Now, this is my very first interview with young actors. So I thought, oh, my gosh, what kind of questions do children who are listening to this today want to hear about the business? So I hope that my questions really help a lot of child actors and their parents out there. So, girls, when you're answering the questions, anything that you want to throw in there, feel free to throw in there to help your fellow actors out, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God, they cracked me up. Okay, so let's start with Nicole and Jewel. You both can answer this question. Is being an actress what you've always wanted to do, or is this a recent interest? And we'll start with Nicole.
This has been something I've always wanted to do, like, my whole life.
Your whole entire life. How old are you, Nicole?
12.
Okay, and Jewel, are you 12 too?
Yeah, I'm about to turn 13 now.
Yeah, okay. So is this something you've always wanted to do, or Jewel, or is this something recent?
I've been wanting to do this since I was little, but not as young as Nicole. Once I heard about Nicole doing this, I actually wanted to start filming with her. I've been wanting to, since they have Fair House, I've been wanting to be in the Fair House too.
Okay. Now, this question is also for both of you. We'll start with Nicole. Why do you want to be an actress? What interests you about being an actress?
Actually, I like the art of it. It's actually really fun and interesting. And I kind of like discovering my character and finding out who she is and what she likes. And it's actually a lot of fun on set, so yeah.
And Jewel, what about you? Why do you want to be an actress? What interests you about it?
I always thought it was going to be fun to be an actress because you got to have fun with cast. And like on the previews of shows and everything, they show like clips of like behind the scenes. And it looks just so fun that I wanted to do it.
And now, are both of you attending acting classes right now? And if so, where do you go? You know, a plug for the school or the acting teacher. What do you do in your acting classes?
Actually, our school is the School of Nancy Criss.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, I work with the girls a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're teaching them acting classes too, huh?
Yeah, well, just helping them through. You know, I lucked out. They both have a lot of talent. But I, you know, Nicole had a teacher when we were out in L.A. that really worked with her, Laura Lasky. She's a great kids teacher out there in L.A. And then since here, though, I've been working with both of them offset a lot.
Okay. All right. And what do you teach the girls? Do you have like a set structure? What exactly do you feel that the children their age should be learning right now? Take us through what that process is that you teach.
Wow. Well, actually, I'm going to go back to the school a little bit because I preached to Nicole about school a lot and her still taking acting lessons, although you know, she'll tell you she's good, she don't need them.
Right.
You know, I told her, you know, I had the privilege once of meeting Doris Roberts. And this was probably about...
I love Doris Roberts. Oh, my God, she's the greatest actress ever.
And, you know, I met her probably 6-7 years ago. And she still today tell me she takes acting lessons like every Saturday.
Absolutely.
I mean, and you think if somebody...
Never stop taking acting classes, ever, never,
so,
ever.
So for the young kids out there, you know, it's to do the theater and, you know, get involved, anything that they can do to help them, you know, and it's just like anything. Like, you know, I want to develop in the show with Jewel and our other episodes about having a singing coach and taking them along that whole episode and really... You know, what I'd like to do with Best Friends is take them through, like, it's almost a mixture of Entourage and the kids' version. Because
right.
It's real things that you go through. So it's the whole development stage of them, you know, having episodes where they're working, you know, and but with a comedy twist, of course, working with the acting coach, working with the singing coach, and all the steps that you've got to take if you really care and you want to make a living or be a working actor or singer in this business, you can never stop learning. So basically, you know, my advice to the kids that are out there is, you know, if this is what you really want to do, then you got to put the effort in there and, you know, take the classes, get coaches, do whatever it takes to pursue your dream and don't let people stir you away. From them, you know, with them, I just work more on the delivery of their lines because I'm by far not an acting coach, but it's more of the, you know, the delivery of their lines and, hitting their comedy marks and so forth. So it's more than the timing and stuff.
Well, girls, let me ask you, how is it taking classes with Nancy? Is she a nice teacher, or is she a mean teacher?
You can be honest. They're looking at me. Staring at me.
She's don't even bother answering. We'll just assume she's a slave driver. No, we won't.
Let's go answer that one.
She's the sweetest woman. I can't even imagine that woman raising her voice. So we'll just move on to the next question. But she seems like a sweetheart. Now, what kind of roles? This question will go for Nicole first, Jules second. I know you haven't had extensive acting experience, but if you could choose any role that you would just be cast for, right? Any role. What type of roles do you prefer to do? We'll start with Nicole.
Drama and comedy.
Okay, and why?
Because I like to get dramatic and yeah, my mom calls me a drama queen.
Oh yeah.
And I like comedy because it's actually a lot of fun on set. So yeah.
Okay, so what, any sort of movies that you've seen that you really would love to play the role? Like, would you like to play the role of a secret agent or, you know, a crazy doctor or what type of roles, like the specific character roles, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West, something like that. What would be something you'd really love to do?
If you've seen the movie Bewitched, and Nicole Kidman, she's actually my favorite actor, and every time I watch that movie, I was like, I wonder how I'd be in that role.
Yeah, well, you know, that is so weird. Is that Jules speaking right now?
Oh, no, this is Nicole.
Oh, that's Nicole. I can't tell the voice. Okay. Oh, my God, Bewitched was my favorite sitcom. Now, the real original actress of Samantha Stevens was, oh God, Nancy, what was her name again? Elizabeth Montgomery. She was the daughter of Bergman. Can't remember his name right now, but she was the original Bewitched. And once you've seen her, no one can touch that part. But maybe you can get your mom to let you watch the original versions of Bewitched, which are awesome. And actually, they're on right now. They're being repeated on several channels. So ask your mom to let you see that and then kind of do a comparison. And of course, I love the actress that plays her recently in the movie, but that is a great character because I always wanted to be a witch myself. I used to think I was Samantha Stevens. I was like, where's my broom, Mom? Where's my broom? But that's a great character. Love that choice. What about you, Nicole? What is your dream role to play?
That was Nicole.
I'm sorry, Jewel. Jesus, God.
There's so many of us in here.
I know. It's like Charlie's Angels over there. All right. Jewel, what is your favorite role? What type of role would you like to play?
My favorite role is being the comedy because I like making jokes because at my school, everybody is like, whenever I'm around them, they're always laughing. And so I make a lot of funny jokes with my friends when I'm at school. And like, the character that I would like to play is, she's like Bella Thorne. I can't remember her name, but she's a very hyper and funny girl.
I see. I'm sorry, we're overlapping. Can you say that again?
I think it was Kristen Stewart.
What are some of the shows that you girls like on TV now? What are some of your favorite shows?
Shake It Up, Good Luck Charlie, and what was the other one? Isn't the time.
What are some of, who are some of your favorite actresses and actors out there today? I don't think I know any of the only young person I know is Justin Bieber. So it'll be lost on me. But who are some of the young actors, actresses that you like?
Bella Thorne and Zendaya from Shake It Up.
And then I like Selena Gomez from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard of Selena Gomez. I'm not the Yep, heard of her. Okay, now let me ask you. I personally, my personal opinion, I think that confidence is my biggest selling point. Acting, of course, is all about timing and confidence. And a casting director will tell you that the dream audition is someone who can portray any kind of character with full confidence and really look natural. So my question to both of you, what do you think is your biggest selling point as a young actor? And we'll start with Nicole.
Confidence, I guess. Confidence, because it makes you look as a strong actor, and it will make you really stand out and make people notice you more.
Mhm. And what about you, Jewel? What your biggest selling point as a young actor is?
I would agree with both you and Nicole that it is confidence, because if you don't have confidence in yourself and what you are doing, you won't get it right the first time, and it'll take a couple of years for you to get it right if you don't have confidence in yourself.
Now, have either of you gone in front of a casting director or a talent agent for a part in a movie, a play, a television show, or anything like that?
Yes, on Fear House for David
and David's dance.
And basically in Fear House, Nick's been actually pretty lucky. A lot of people have come to her. On Fear House, I mean, the director happened to come by and saw her and talked to her, and that's how she wound up getting the role in Fear House. And then I can't remember who referred her over to April, the director for the David's Dance. And actually, I think that was my buddy Matthew Montgomery, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, after she did a phone interview with Nicole, and she wound up getting the part off of the phone interview.
Isn't that cool? Right.
It's taking directions. That's one of the things that I tell a lot of the kids in the business, because I know you're trying to inform the kids and the parents listening in today.
Right. Yes.
Is to be able to take direction. And, you know, I'm lucky enough, that's probably Nicole's biggest feedback that she's gotten and that I've gotten from other producers and directors, was like when she went in and did the recording, for the David's Dance, the producer was in from New York and everything else. And, I mean, anytime April had her switch it up from being sad to angry to crying, she was able to turn that around and deliver it exactly how she wanted it every single time and switch her emotions up immediately. Mm. And that's huge with kids, is being able to take direction. You know, if the director asks something that, and ask them to be able to deliver it a different way, that they're able to change it up and not deliver it the same way every time.
You're absolutely correct. You know, I want to, we are going to take a little break, and we're going to play the hit song from one of my favorite singers named Vassie. And when we come back, we're going to continue our interview with the child, I'm going to call them child stars, because they're little stars in my book, our little child actors, Nicole, Chris, and Joel Brown. But first, we're going to hear a song from Vassie. from her latest music video and song. And you can check her out on the website KissMyVassie. Oh my gosh, .com. KissMyVassie.com. She's so funny. And we are going to hear that now. When we come back, we're going to continue our interview. And this is called Could It Be Love? And we are going to continue our interview with Nicole Chris, Jewel Chris, and the greatest mother in the world, Nancy Chris. So without further ado, let's take it away, and we'll come back in just a moment. Go ahead, Ronan, hit it, baby.
Why is it when I see your name, it's got me all busted up, butterflies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Why am I up till 2 a.m.? Now it's 3:15, boy, you did it again. And I can't seem to get a cheeky smile out of my mind. I feel like a fool when I lose my cool. I'm just trying to impress you, boy, you got me sprung and I don't know what to do. Could this be love? Flies in my brain, and every time you call, I can't seem to get it right. Whoa, oh, oh.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona,
only on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, that song, I love it. It's called Could This Be Love by the gorgeous Vassie Karagiorgos. I mess her name up and butcher it every time I play her song. She forgives me always. It's Vassie Karagiorgos. Gioros. Gioros. Ah, she's known as Vassy anyway. Go to her website, kissmyvassy.com. Also, it is all over the YouTube. She has a hit song from the hit movie called Cabin in the Woods. And also, she is the spokesperson. Her song has the Nike campaign. She has the Google campaign. Her song is the song for the Victoria's Secrets campaign. She's hot, 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 hot. And you got to check that video out with those cute little dolls. So, again, Could This Be Love by Vassy. Now, back to the girls. Did you like that song, girls?
Yeah.
That was cute, huh? Love it. Okay, now, anybody can take this question. This might be more for the mom, but if you girls feel like you want to answer it, by God, you go and answer it too. I had a couple questions come in when the song was playing. I went to my email, and I have Lisa from Charleston, South Carolina, and she wants to know, how important is it to get representation when you're starting out in the business as a young actor? And she's 15. So who wants to take that question?
I guess Mom will take that question.
Okay, Mom.
Yeah, it is important too, but it's, you know, do your homework when you're looking for representation. You know, it's, God, I had an unfortunate incident a while ago. A girl had called me. She was trying to look for this company. She had paid an organization and said that they had repped our production company in order to get an audition with me. She paid them like $149, and then she never got it. And she's like, you know, I said, well, if you find out, let me know, because I'll sue them too. Because we don't do anything like that, you know, you don't pay.
Never, never.
You don't pay to be repped, you know.
Never do you pay, ever. Tell them about it, Nancy. There's so many scams here in L.A. Tell us about this.
Well, there is, and a lot of it is even your schools and stuff. And, you know, to me, it's important to make sure your school, the agency is, I would say, a union-rep agency.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're followed by strict guidelines. And stay away from these ones. If you walk in, and the first thing they want to do is sell you on headshots. Oh, you need new headshots. You need to take our classes. Then you need to just say thank you very much and leave.
Right.
Because all they are there about is to get your money for your headshots.
That
you need more to take your classes. And that's not who you're looking to rep you. You want a real, you know, a real agency to rep you, that their main thing is to come in and they can suggest, you know, hey, I think you need to update your headshot, but that's the extent of it. They, you know, they say, you know, this will work, don't work, but you go off, you find your own photographer, you take new headshots. It has nothing to do with them, but use their advice because they know what's current and what works and doesn't work. You know, especially for the children in the business. And that's the other thing, you know, the kids out there are getting headshots. Make sure you look like you do every day in your pictures, you know, because I know I hate that when I call somebody in for audition and they don't look like anything like their headshots.
Oh, my God. My girlfriend's still sending in pictures when she's in her Let's Get Physical gear in the 80s. I am not kidding.
But unfortunately, that's one bad thing about the entertainment. There is so many scam schools and agencies out there. It's just, you know, interview them. They're going to interview you. You need to interview them back.
Yes.
You know, and be safe.
Right. And with headshots, don't let them put a ton of makeup on your kids. People, they want to see children as natural as possible. And don't be getting any Photoshop. People are obsessed with getting their pictures Photoshopped. But, you know, when you go in to see them, if you don't look like almost, if you're not 98% the way you look on the picture, they're going to think twice about casting you.
Mm-hmm. So
don't put any makeup. Have you gotten some headshots from these kids and they've got rouge blush on and smoky eyes and they've got the snooky hairdo? And I mean, the headshots that some of these photographers are taking, and they talk the mothers into it, because a lot of mothers don't know any better, especially the ones that come from the smaller towns and their kids talk them into it. And next thing you know, the casting people, I have so many friends who are casting directors, and they say they're getting pictures that the kids look like Snooki. They got the big poof, the big jersey poof and the smoky eyes, and they're 12.
Well, I mean, if you're 12, look 12. That's the thing. You know, Nicole just got brand new headshots, and if you go to her acting Facebook page, you'll see them. And it's just, you know, she looks 12. And you know, and that was due to our photographer makeup artist, who's phenomenal. She's just like, you know, I hope you don't mind, but I like the kids to look themselves. And I said, just very light, you know, makeup. And her picture out phenomenal, but
or they'll have them looking like those kids on Toddlers and Teens.
Oh, yeah,
those pageant kids. Oh Lord, they get kind of scary looking. I don't know, that's scary. I have another question that just came in from Rebecca from St. Louis, and she said, "What do you think a child?" Wait a minute, let me translate this. You know, that people write in. If you're going to write in, people, I need you to write in complete sentences, because then I don't know if this is the right. Okay, I think she's saying, what do you think young actors should focus on the most while pursuing their acting career? Okay.
Awesome.
I know. I don't understand that either. I don't know what that means. Let me try to read, psychically read what the hell she's talking about. Okay. What do you think a young actor should? Okay. So maybe she means when you're a young actor, what should you be focusing on most with your career? I mean, should you be focusing on, you know, doing improv? Should you be focusing on sketch comedy? Should you be focusing on taking method acting, Meisner, the technique? What should you be focusing on?
Well, I mean, it really depends on, you know, what area that they want to go into. But, yeah, they should always be taking classes, you know.
Well-rounded. You basically, as a child, take dance classes, take acting classes, take modeling class, take classes. Because right now, everybody needs to be a triple threat. You need to be great singer, a great actor, a great dancer. Before, that was reserved for Broadway. But now you got to do it all, because the competition is doing it all. Right, Nancy?
Yeah, I agree. And I think the girls agree with you, because Nicole's been on me about taking dance lessons and singing lessons and everything else. It's just, you know, it just broadens, and it gives you a wider variety of roles to go after. You know, you don't have to be an expertise in every area, but, you know, if you can hone your skills in each one of those and be the best you can in that area, it's just going to allow you to be able to audition for more roles. I mean, look at the Disney
Glee, perfect example. Glee, those kids sing, act, dance, they do everything.
I mean, how do you girls feel? What do you think you have to do?
Lessons. You really need the lessons. Because I look at my friends' headshots, and they have, like, a bunch of stuff, and I was like, oh, man, I need to take those classes.
That is a very good point. Who brought that up? Is that Jewel or Nicole?
Nicole,
that is a very good point. On the back of the resumes, when a casting agent looks at children's resumes, they, of course, see the picture. The first thing they go to is the training section, and the second thing they go to are other skills. Then they'll go up and read what you've been in. But they want to see who you've trained with, and they want to see what kind of skills you have. So the more skills, and I'm not talking about just dancing, acting, modeling. I'm talking about things like sword fighting, you know, you guys are a little too young for that, but you know what I mean? Like fencing, acrobatics, things that the more skills that you have, things that you might think are kind of weird and bizarre, that you never know when they're going to be needed. Stunts, for example, you know, doing some stunts, you know, not heavy Hollywood stunts jumping off a roof, but, you know, children will get chosen now if they actually know how to do stunt work, their own stunt work. So the more skills, the better. So that was a very good thing you brought up, Nicole, for sure. I had another question from Linda from Pittsburgh come in, and she says, oh, she's addressing this to you, Nancy. Nancy, what are some do's and don'ts of being a young actor on the set?
Oh, my gosh. You get, you know, you have
there
to.
There's so many. First, don't pick your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I've seen that.
Keep your fingers to your side.
Yes. Don't be, all right, I'm going to start you off. Don't text on the set. Put your phone, it has to be turned off. No texting, no checking Facebook, no Twitter, nothing, because people are watching you. I know that is not the time. You can Twitter and tweet and all that stuff afterwards, but, that is something you definitely don't want. Oh my God, I got to bring this up. No gossiping. Do not gossip on the set. We don't be talking about anybody you work with and how bad they were. Never, because this is a very small business and everybody knows everybody. So you don't want to participate in that.
Yeah, very much so. It's like, you know, go ahead. Nicole's got some.
You never want to complain about someone on set because you never know who they know. Like
that's
our friend Jason, he actually brought in some Disney people on set, and we were surprised. We didn't know he knew them. And my mom says, see, that's a great example. You never be rude to someone on set or disrespect them. You never know who they know. They could always help you out.
Yeah.
Point. Very good point. And that also goes for the assistants, you know, for assistants and PR people, like production assistants. They are the future producers and directors, or could be.
Right.
So you want to be very, very nice to them.
Yeah, and it's just being professional. Don't, you know, don't run around. A lot of things, you know, you really kind of need the parents to hang back because they like to also give their children direction on set. You know, and there has to only be one director when it comes on set. But, you know, it's really acting like a little dog. You're not running around. You're respectful. You're prepared. That's the biggest thing. I hate when actors come to set, kids or adults, when they're not prepared or they don't know their lines.
Yes.
You know, and the one thing, too, is even though, you know, we're shooting a comedy, I try to keep it fun, but you also have hectic schedules. So I find myself once in a while yelling at them to say, you know, pay attention, you know.
Right.
It's not when you do deal with kids because they're having fun, they're excited, there's a bunch on set. But it's really, you know, stay focused. You know, at the end of the day, you're there to deliver a great performance and do a good job. And it's just, you know, stay focused, stay professional, like you said, the whole thing, you know, stay away from the Facebook, the texting, and so forth.
Yeah, don't think because you might not think that people are watching you, but you are being watched every second that you're on that set. That's the job of the production assistant, the assistant director, that they need to keep an eye on you so you don't go running crazy or wander off. So they're watching you, so don't do that. Don't do that!
I mean, even if you're going to the restroom, find the PA or first AD or something and just let them know, hey, I want to go over to craft service, I'm going to the restroom. Always let them know where you're at set. If you're not going to be in the area or holding area or so forth, you know, it's really important to communicate.
And now I have some final questions for Nicole and Jewel. What advice would you give your parents or parents in general that's the best way to help you be a more successful actor?
Actually, this is Nicole, and help get your kids out there. Like, send them to as much auditions as you can, because this business is actually very competitive. Like, everyone's trying to get the role and everything. So give your children lessons for everything, whatever you can, but like affordable. So like, don't go way out there to be like the best of the best. You just gotta be you. And have a personality. Don't try to be so perfect, because everyone likes a unique person.
And not everybody's perfect also.
And that's really, right.
Yeah, and it's really hard to tell when somebody is trying to be perfect and when they're not.
Yeah, you really got to have fun with it because, I mean, perfection, it comes with a price. So if you're really too much of a perfectionist, then you put a lot of mental strain on yourself, and then you really can't act natural. You can't be a natural actor when you put too much pressure on yourself, for sure. So we have 1 minute, and what we want to do is we want to say to Nancy Chris and Nicole Chris and Jewel Brown, we want to thank you so much for being on the show. Now, this upcoming episode, Best Friends, is this the debut that's happening this Wednesday, October? Tell us what's happening Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday, we actually launched the new series, so it's our pilot. It will launch at 5 p.m. Pacific time this coming Wednesday. You can watch it. We'll have the Best Friends, the series.com website will be up. You can watch it on there. You can watch it on YouTube. We'll have everything posted on the Facebook page. And then it launches our first season, which is 8 episodes.
And how long are each episode?
They're roughly around 5 minutes
five
long.
5 minutes. Yeah, right. Standard. Excellent. Yeah. And so you've got all 8 episodes already done. Are you still shooting?
No, we're still shooting.
Yes!
You're in episode 7. So
that was a trick question. I'm like, what? Am I in the second season?
we've been filming this week. We got episodes 1 through 4 done, part of 5, part of 6, none of 7, part of 8. So we've been kind of shooting in schematics. One of our actors, Jason Fraser, who plays Paul Moorcroft, a great actor and voiceover talent, he just flew out from L.A. and we had to shoot out all of his scenes here at the studio. And then, in a few weeks, we'll be heading out to L.A. to shoot some of our exteriors and come.
Well, I'm excited. I guess you're going to let me know where I'm going to be.
Yes, I will. I'll be in contact with you in just a couple weeks so we can schedule out your part.
You're going to blow up the YouTube channel putting me on there. People are going to die to see what I'm going to be doing. And people don't get excited because I'm just doing what I'm doing now.
I know it's going to be a far acting stretch for you, but I believe in you, Priscilla. You can do this, huh?
I can do it. I have experience. Please hire me. All right, people. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We want to make sure, check it out, Best Friends with Nicole starring. Let's do the starring. Starring Nicole Chris and Jewel Brown this Wednesday. Let's see. What is it? BestFriendsTheSeries.com.
The Facebook page. You can do the same thing. Best Friends the Series. And then if you have obviously DirecTV or your game consoles, you can go into your extra menus, go right into YouTube and search the show, and you can watch it on TV too. So you don't have to watch it online. You have the option of both.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited. It sounds really hot. All right, you girls, I can't wait to see you this Wednesday, October 17th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Question Reality. Say goodbye to your fans, girls.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.